Good day, Eastern Sierra. Whether you're tuning in from Bishop, Mammoth Lakes, or somewhere in between, or out of bounds, I don't know how you'd say that. Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now, your go-to for everything happening in our corner of paradise. Together, we've got a jam-packed lineup. Big wins from the Broncos. Weather that's sunnier than your Aunt Patty at a wine tasting. You know what I'm talking about. And events that'll have you snowshoeing, stargazing, and maybe even learning about rocks. Exciting ones, we promise. So buckle up, or better yet, grab a cup of coffee. Let's dive in. A tense situation unfolded at Furnace Creek Ranch in Death Valley on January 8th. Around 2:40 p.m., the Inyo County Sheriff's Office received a 911 call reporting a bomb and/or shooting threat, allegedly from a relative of a former employee. Multiple agencies, including the Inyo Mono County Special Enforcement Detail, Death Valley National Park Service, and the FBI, responded promptly. An explosive detection canine unit conducted a thorough search, and fortunately, no threats were found. The investigation remains active, with public safety as the top priority. In response to recent public safety power shutoff events affecting northern Inyo and southern Mono counties, the local offices of emergency management, in coordination with Southern California Edison, are hosting a community workshop scheduled for Tuesday, January 28th from 6 to 7:30 p.m. at the Clint G. Quilter Consolidated Office Building in Bishop. The workshop will address PSPS protocols, customer resources, and the Genesis Emergency Alert System. Residents are encouraged to attend to enhance community preparedness and resilience. Bishop Veterinary Hospital is here to keep tails wagging, whiskers twitching, and your furry friends feeling fabulous. From checkups to, oops, they ate what? Emergencies, they've got your pet covered. For dogs who think they're mountain goats, I got one of those. Cats who rule your house like it's their castle. And for every lovable critter in between, offering top-of-the-line care, they're your partner in pet parenthood, because every pet deserves the royal treatment. And with locations across several towns, it is easier than ever to ensure the best for your fur babies. Swing by or give them a call, because healthy pets make happy humans. Bishop Veterinary Hospital is caring for your pets, so they can keep caring for you. Aspiring firefighters, take note. The Inyo National Forest is accepting applications for entry-level wildland firefighting positions from January 6th through the 27th. Opportunities include both temporary and permanent seasonal roles. In-person and virtual recruitment events will be held this month at various California locations, offering candidates the chance to connect with hiring managers and learn more about the benefits of working with the Forest Service. Interested individuals should apply promptly and consider attending these events. Inyo County welcomed its new and returning Board of Supervisors members during a ceremony on January 6th at the historic Inyo County Courthouse. Presiding Judge Stephen M. Place administered the oaths to returning District 2 Supervisor Jeff Griffiths, District 4 Supervisor Jennifer Rozier, and newly elected District 5 Supervisor Will Waddleton. Waddleton succeeds Matt Kingsley, who retired after 12 years of service. Eastern Sierra Now would like to thank Supervisor Kingsley for his service. The board convened for its first meeting of the year on January 7th, setting the stage for the county's governance in 2025. Welcome aboard, Supervisor Waddleton. Over in Mono County, the Board of Supervisors has elected Supervisor Linda Salcido of District 5 as the 2025 chair, with Supervisor Jennifer Kreitz, District 1, serving as vice chair. The board also welcomed Paul McFarland, District 3, as the newest supervisor, who has a wealth of experience and is excited to make a lasting impact in Mono County. These leadership changes mark a new chapter for Mono County as it embarks on initiatives for the coming year. NISN would like to thank and congratulate Paul McFarland for everything you do. Congratulations. If you're enjoying our local news, but you're hungry for more juicy updates, exclusive content, and insider access, yeah, we've got just the thing for you. Join us on Patreon, where you can get the inside scoop while helping keep the Eastern Sierra's best news show rolling. By becoming a patron, you'll not only support local journalism, but you'll also get perks like behind-the-scenes content, early access to stories, maybe even a shout-out that'll make your friends jealous. Hey, it's like a VIP pass to the coolest club in town. Who wouldn't want to go clubbing with me? So if you love staying informed and love supporting local news, head over to Patreon and help us keep the Eastern Sierra stories coming. One clever report at a time. I didn't write that, by the way. Here's some upcoming events. Let's take a look forward to this weekend, starting with Alabama Hills. Tomorrow, park rangers will lead two programs, the Geology of Alabama Hills from 11 to 12 p.m. and a tour of Alabama Hills between 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. Both programs will meet at the Mobius Arch Trailhead. Alternatively, Sierra Forever is hosting another free guided snowshoe hike, meeting at the Mammoth Lakes Welcome Center at 11 a.m. Snowshoes will be provided. Also tomorrow, the Mono Art Council will be hosting a wood landscape painting class starting at 3 p.m. Mammoth Mountain will also be hosting Woolley's Dance Party in the Village Plaza starting at 3:45 p.m. tomorrow. Tamarack Cross Country Ski Center will also be hosting guided snowshoe hikes both Saturday and Sunday. This is a busy weekend. These are sunset hikes with participants meeting at the ski center at 6:30 p.m. for a 1.5-hour tour. This is not a 3-hour tour. If you know, you know. Death Valley's Scotty's Castle will also be hosting guided walking tours this weekend. Tickets must be purchased 24 hours in advance, and prices start at $35. The tours are from 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. and 1 to 3 p.m. Here's your fresh off-the-lift line update from the slopes. We are sitting pretty with a 46-inch base of machine-groomed packed powder, just enough to cushion for the inevitable graceful fall. 176 trails and 23 lifts are spinning across all 10 parks, so whether you're carving, cruising, or sending it, there's plenty of mountain to explore. The forecast is serving up clear skies and a side of moderate wind, perfect for some sun-drenched shredding. Be prepared for a mixed bag of conditions, though. Hard pack, wind buffed, and chalky snow is all on the menu. Stay sharp and ready to adapt. Oh, and here's the real kicker. The 32 crew is in town today with 25 of their best athletes turning up the heat on the slopes. Swing by, grab some inspo, and watch these pros redefine what's possible. Don't forget, this weekend is packed with events, so check out the full lineup and plan your après-ski adventures accordingly. See you on the mountain. Get the latest scoop on all things Eastern Sierra. No scrolling, no searching, just straight to your inbox. Subscribe to Eastern Sierra Now and our email newsletter and stay on top of local events, sports, weather, and all the quirky happenings in our neck of the woods. Think of it like your morning coffee, only with fewer calories and more updates on the coolest stuff happening around here. Sign up today and get the news you actually want delivered before your second cup of coffee. No spam, just the good stuff. Because we know your inbox deserves better. Eastern Sierra Now, your weekly digest of what matters most. All right, we have a lot of updates today for all of our sports enthusiasts, covering all the highlights from the Broncos' recent athletic feats. As always, thank you to Back Alley Bowl and Grill for sponsoring this segment and stepping up to make sure our incredible student athletes get the spotlight they deserve on your favorite local news show. Without further ado, let's roll into the action. Starting with soccer, the boys' varsity team delivered a dominant 8-0 victory against Desert, with Angel Medina leading the charge with 2 goals and an assist. Freshman Brandon Walters earned Player of the Game honors for his stellar midfield play, including a key assist. The Broncos also edged out Rosamond earlier this week with a solid 2-0 victory, thanks to goals by Iker Gonzalez and Milton Michel, and goalie Angel Gonzalez for 6 saves. They showed amazing teamwork in both games, making these victories possible. On Tuesday, the girls' varsity team cruised to a decisive 6-0 win against Rosamond. Star players included senior Brooke Taylor and Ashley Sandoval, who each notched 2 goals, and Ashley Buchholz, who added a goal and 2 assists. This win was also due in large part to goalies Riley Van Est and Scarlett Buchholz, a powerhouse performance on all fronts. In basketball, the boys' varsity team fought hard for a 50-44 comeback victory against Rosamond. Chris Charlie shined in the fourth quarter, scoring 12 of his 14 points, including 2 clutch 3-pointers. The Broncos remained undefeated in league play at 4-0 and are ready for a first-placed showdown against Desert on Friday. The boys' JV team, however, faced a tough game against a strong Rosamond squad, falling 65-24. Top scorers include Ben Kemp with 7 points and Wayon Mayers with, I'm sorry if I got that wrong, buddy, with 6. Despite the loss, the team continues to gain valuable experience for future matchups. The girls' varsity team triumphed over Rosamond with a 52-39 victory, led by Kristen Allen with 19 points despite intense pressure on her from the other team. Important contributions also came from Sienna Fuller and Faye Spoonhunter, highlighted as some of the team's vital defenders. The team's teamwork and defensive effort sealed the win. The JV girls, on the other hand, couldn't keep up with Rosamond's intensity, suffering a tough 35-29 loss. Top players include Jasmine Gonzalez and Ellie Boyd, with 16 and 7 points, respectively. Despite the loss, the team showed amazing resilience, and there's plenty of room to regroup and come back stronger. Be sure to show your support for these amazing players and support them in their next games with the varsity basketball teams playing against Desert tonight at 5:30 and 7. Thank you again to Back Alley Bowl and Grill for sponsoring this segment. Go Broncos. What do we got in the weather? Bishop forecast today is serving up sunshine with a few clouds and highs near 60 with a crisp evening drop to 34. Perfect for cozying up or testing just how much you really like the outdoors. Tomorrow, Bishop keeps things sunny with highs at 54, lows 23. Great day for yard work or pretending to do yard work, is my case, while holding a warm drink. Bishop rounds out the weekend on Sunday with, surprise, more sunshine. Highs will hit 53 and dip to 18. Basically, it's California winter paradise. Over in Mammoth Lakes, it's partly cloudy skies today with highs around 59 and lows will dip to 19. So pack layers, or better yet, hibernate. Tomorrow, you'll see a touch of cloud cover with highs around 36. Lows will stay frosty at 13. Expect snow lovers to flock to the slopes while everyone else debates if it's worth defrosting the car. On Sunday, expect bluebird skies in Mammoth with highs near 38 and a brisk low of 5. If you're skiing, it's a day for goggle tans and Instagram brags. Whether you're on the slopes in the valley or huddled by the fireplace, the Eastern Sierra is delivering that postcard-worthy winter vibe all weekend long. That's a wrap for today's news, folks. From the slopes to the sidelines and everywhere in between, the Eastern Sierra is buzzing, and we're here to keep you in the loop. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel for more updates and follow Eastern Sierra Now on all your favorite social media platforms. Till next time, stay warm, stay curious, and as always, stay awesome. And our hopes and prayers and thoughts go out to all of the victims and the firefighters of the current fires going on in LA. Have a good day.
Okay. Ooh, pictures.
Sorry, A to D.